Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Good morning and welcome to the Patrick Madrid Show. Thank you so much for being here. Let us begin in prayer, asking Our Lady to help us with her prayers as we continue through Pledge Drive this week. We have a big financial mountain to climb, but we're making it little by little with your help and God's grace. So let's ask for her prayers in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Cyrus, yesterday on Twitter, I posted just a mention of my, well, Nancy's in my 41st anniversary.
Yeah.
Which was yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture?
I did. It's you guys make such a nice couple, and I'm just so happy for you. And
thank you.
What did you do last night? Did you go out to a nice dinner?
Well, as a matter of fact, we did. So we went out to eat with two couples that we know, and just had a lovely meal, great conversation. We talked about, you know, different movies that we've seen or different series that we like, and everybody had some new ones that they were contributing. So that was fun.
Oh, that's good.
And it was even, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. Good company. And all the more so because toward the very end, you know, we had maybe another 10 minutes to go. So I got up to go use the restroom. And when I came back, I found that they had paid our bill.
Oh, that's so my, that was another that's what nice I do. Detail. That's my trick.
What?
What's that? So near the end of a meal, you get up and you're like, oh, excuse me, I'll be right back. And then you come back and the bill's paid. Works every time.
And then you and you keep going back to the bathroom.
Yeah, if
they
come
haven't
back
paid
and
the bill yet.
Paid, it's like, oh, I'll be right back. You gotta go.
So then the waiter's like, is that guy coming back? Because
right.
I've got his bill here.
And eventually they'll
and
pay just because
paid.
they want to leave the restaurant. After an hour
I
and a half,
it.
He's like, I don't know if he's coming out of the bathroom.
That's smart. And you're not even in the bathroom. You're just like around the corner peeking at them to see.
Yeah. Peeking around the corner. I'm like, oh, man, I don't see the credit card out yet. All right. I'll hang back.
I need to adopt some of your maneuvers.
that
is very interesting.
How long have you been waiting in the car, Cyrus?
How long have you been standing outside the restaurant around the corner?
All right. I did not do that.
Hey, that's a great idea.
I'm glad that you had a nice time last night. That's great.
It was. Yeah. And if you want to see my blushing bride and see a little commentary about the 41 years, boy, do they go by fast. That is just amazing. But it's on my Twitter feed at Patrick Madrid. And my shout out to all the kind people who have said nice things and all the well wishes that everybody has given. It's very kind of you. And we sure appreciate it. Nancy and I have both smiled quite often when we look at that Twitter feed and see the nice things people have said. So
that is cool.
Now, how long have you and Melanie been married?
We've been married 17 years.
17?
Yeah.
Wow. And I bet you feel the same way, right? It just goes by so fast.
It does go by. It's 19 years, and this is going to be year 20.
I hope she's not listening.
I hope she is not listening, too. But that's how it just seems like less than... How it can't possibly be almost 20 years. That's impossible.
See, you're making this is good because you don't
work?
Want to say the
Did
opposite.
That work?
You don't
yeah.
want to say it seems like 30 years. We've been married 19 years, but it seems like 30. You don't want to say that.
No, I certainly don't. But I still don't want to be wrong about the year. So I'm going to edit this part out. Just edit that out. I have control
of
the editing.
Hey, honey, don't listen to the podcast today. Hour one, just no need to listen to that.
Why does the podcast have this abrupt edit? Right when you're about to say how long we've been married. I don't know.
Just switches gears. Oh, off topic. So change of pace here. I was not particularly interested in science and math when I was in high school. And I didn't do well in it because I didn't care about it. I didn't like it because I don't think anyone really properly explained it to me. So for me, it was just difficult and therefore uninteresting to me. But the older I get, the more I like science. And I really started to like science in a particular way this morning when I saw a new headline about how you can lose weight by sleeping more. Have you heard about this weight loss
program? I've been trying it for years, and it doesn't work.
Maybe you're doing it wrong. So this is from Healthline. I saw the headline this morning, how getting an extra 1.5 hours of sleep may help you eat fewer calories. So that's the whole idea, is you're avoiding intake.
By sleeping,
yeah. Check it out. So this was published in JAMA, Internal Medicine. So the journal, I think it's Journal of American Medical Association.
In what?
Internal Medicine.
In pajama?
Yeah.
This is brought to you by
that
pajamas.
That would be funny. This is a peer-reviewed medical journal, one of the, you know, main ones, I guess, in the United States. And here's how the article describes it. And it has a link to the study if you're interested in seeing the science behind it. The report adds to the growing amount of evidence that sufficient sleep is a crucial ingredient to overall health and well-being. That's nothing new. By increasing your sleep by about an hour a night, study participants show that you can reduce your caloric intake by an average of 270 kilocalories, kcal. I don't know what the difference is between that and calories, but prior research found that sleep restriction causes people to eat more and increases chances of weight gain over time. According to the new research, it shows that healthy sleep habits lead to weight loss over time. And I was surprised by the amount of sleep. So people who slept for an additional hour on average would consume not quite 300 calories fewer per day. And over time, the person could lose, and this is like over a three-year stretch. That's a long, kind of a long haul. But if you just did this one thing, sleep longer, the study shows people could lose over 65 pounds over the course of 3 years. No, I take that back. I had the numbers reversed, 26 pounds, which is still not bad. 26 pounds lighter 3 years later, what'd you do different? I just slept more. I just slept in an extra hour.
This cannot be science.
And I lost weight. I love this. I really like science now. The only thing is I have to be up to do a radio program. So that means I'd have to go to bed earlier.
Well, and, well you probably lose weight while you're doing your radio program because you can't eat while you're talking. So,
well, that's true.
So think of all the weight you're losing by doing the radio show.
All the mental energy that goes into all the calories that could burn.
It's more than you burn when you're sleeping.
I'll say. Well, anyway, so I thought you'd be happy to know that. You're the guy who's laughing on the outside and sleeping on the inside, from what I understand.
So. No comment.
So you're going to go home and say, hey, Melanie, I've got this new diet I'm on, so don't bother me
when
the alarm goes off.
I'm taking naps and sleeping in. I'm trying to lose weight.
So we've been following, I'm going to just veer off into another topic here. We've been following the saga of Leah Thomas, the man who presents himself as a woman. He's a transgender women's swimming competitor. I'm trying to get all the proper verbiage in there. And sports.yahoo has got a story about how 16 Penn swimmers, he swims for their team, say that their transgender teammate, Leah Thomas, shouldn't be allowed to compete. I think the pressure is really starting to build here. More and more people are speaking out. Here are the details. 16 teammates of Penn transgender swimmer Leah Thomas sent a letter to the school and the Ivy League arguing that Thomas has an unfair advantage in the pool and shouldn't be allowed to compete. Now, this is the essence of the controversy. Nobody had a problem with him, at least on the team or whatever. Nobody had a problem with him being transgender. But when he started blowing away all the records because his body size is bigger, more muscle, faster, not really fast enough to compete at that level in men's swimming. He didn't have a particularly great track record in men's swimming. But when he made the switch and started swimming on the women's team, he started to dominate all those races, save for one, in which he mysteriously, suspiciously, even according to some of his teammates, lost. Remember that one race, Cyrus, where he was
his own lost? Teammates are saying he's throwing the, well, she's throwing the race, is what they said.
Mm-hmm. And it, well, what was interesting about that race was that it was a woman who had transgendered to be a man, and somehow he lost just oddly by a large amount of time. And yeah, as you said, they said he was throwing the race because it's just so mysterious that he would suddenly lose that race. And I think one of the theories was that it would be a way to say, look, you know, it doesn't matter which way you transition. You are what you are, what you are. And, oh, look, I lost to that person over there who went in the other direction. I don't think too many people were buying that. Thursday's letter, this was a letter that was sent by the 16 teammates on the swim team. It was sent by 1984 Olympic gold medalist Nancy Hogshead McCarr. She's the chief executive of Women's Sports Advocacy Organization Champion Women. And she's a critic of Thomas's presence in the pool as a woman's competitor. And the 16 Penn swimmers who supported the letter remained anonymous, so she wrote for them. And here's what she said, and we have to take a break. She said, "We fully support Leah Thomas in her decision to affirm her gender identity and to transition from a man to a woman. Leah has every right to live her life authentically. However, we also recognize that when it comes to sports competition, that the biology of sex is a separate issue from someone's gender identity." Now, I don't agree with that, but we'll let it pass. This is her letter, not mine. "Biologically," she said, "Leah holds an unfair advantage over competition in the women's category, as evidenced by her rankings that have bounced from number 462 as a male to number one as a female." I mean, that right there, Cyrus, that tells the tale right there. He couldn't make it in a man's world, but he's doing just fine as a member of the women's swim team. So there's more to the letter. She says, if she were, referring to Thomas, if she were to be eligible to compete against us, she could now break Penn, Ivy, and NCAA women's swimming records, feats she never could have done as a male athlete. So if you would kindly post that, I think there are people who have daughters, for example, in high school sports, and, you know, just people who are interested in fair play in general. It'd be worth it taking a look at. All right. We are going to take a little time out. As I mentioned, we are in Pledge Drive right now. So I'd like you to listen to this quick message from Father Rocky, and I'll be right back with Mary Graham.
Hi, Father Rocky here asking you to give from the heart. Our winter Pledge Drive is underway, and we have a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level. Have you seen this yet on our website or app? It's really special. It's a very colorful frame, Stations of the Cross, with a beautiful picture of our Lord in the middle, surrounded by the 14 stations. You need to see this at relevantradio.com or on the app. It will look great in your prayer corner or in your living room, and you can pray before it during Holy Week or anytime throughout the year. This framed Stations of the Cross is our special thank you gift for $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio. And it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match right now, this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. Give from the heart.
It is day two of our pledge drive. We need $3 million. Before the end of the week, and we are sitting at about 16% of making our need for this week. We need your help. We need you to join the team right now. It's real easy to do. Visit our website, relevantradio.com, or open up that app on your smartphone or tablet. And when you make your gift on either of these two digital platforms, as always, we have a great little extra special bonus gift for you. You can give when you give at relevantradio.com or on the app. We'll send you the brand new talk from Father James Kibicki, The Joy of Confession. That will be yours absolutely free as a download for your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the smartphone on your tablet. The other beauty of visiting the website is you can see all of the different giving levels that we have available for you today. We are looking for 150 people, so please visit the website within this next hour and make that gift. We need 150 people, just kind of starting the hour out now here. We need your help. If you need to do it the old-fashioned way, of course, you can call. That number is 877-291-0123.
I was out to dinner with some folks last night. Well, Nancy and I were, Mary, and the topic of Relevant Radio came up. And it's just remarkable to me, wherever I go, it doesn't matter. people who have Relevant Radio, you know, in the neighborhood with a tower, or if they just listen on the app, they just remark about how it changes their lives. And it's very matter of fact, you know, people who are learning more about their Catholic faith or people who have been away from the sacraments. We heard from that wonderful lady, Barbara, yesterday, who gave her testimony about being far away from God and then listening to Relevant Radio by happenstance, quote unquote, brings them back. So as you and I are talking throughout the day, and as I speak to all of you listening, please don't forget how many people you're helping, people you'll never see this side of eternity. But when you get together in heaven, just imagine them saying, you know, part of the reason I'm here is because of you, because you helped me by helping Relevant Radio, because Relevant Radio helped me restore my faith. 877-291-0123, that's the number that Mary said you can dial. But it's easy, and it's also really nice to look at the things that we'll send you at the different giving levels as a thank you. You can see all that at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Either way, it's safe and secure and quick and easy. Please do it now.
We have had 6 people reach out so far. We need 150 during this hour. Please join the family. Help support the Patrick Madrid Show during this hour at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. We just ask that you give from the heart.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. You can be on the air with your comment or question when you call 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Let's talk to Gigi in Merritt Island, Florida. Hi, Gigi.
Hi, Patrick. I was calling because my 17-year-old daughter has been asking me if I have any recommendations for a Bible study for her. And what she's looking for is something about scripture and, you know, the questions, and then she can kind of think about and, you know, have a little journal and write about it and pretty much study the Bible. And I'm not sure where to lead her or what's out there.
Oh, there's plenty out there. A lot of good stuff out there. I like the Great Adventure Bible Study series that Jeff Cavins came out with years and years ago. It's very good, very comprehensive, very engaging. It's got lots of good materials. So there are DVDs, there's workbooks, there's the Bible itself. It's got a whole system. And it's one of a few different Bible studies. So the Great Adventure is looking at Scripture in a chronological manner. In other words, where do these books and the things going on in these books fit in the timeline of salvation history? And I would start there. You know, you can see some videos if you go online and just Google it, you'll find it. But it's called The Bible Timeline, or you can also look for The Great Adventure. And Jeff Cavins is the teacher, the scripture teacher behind that. It's quite good.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, do you want a second one just as a backup plan?
Yes, please, if you have, yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I don't, by giving you these couple of ones, I don't mean to suggest that there aren't other good Bible studies out there. There certainly are, but this would become an infomercial if we went too long on that. But another one I'm familiar with is called Catholic Scripture Study International, and it used to be an independent organization, then it got acquired by St. Benedict Press. So if you look them up, St. Benedict Press, they're headquartered in Charlotte. And it, too, is a multi-resource, I don't know if I call it a platform, but it's got DVDs, it's got workbooks, it's got the Bible, and it's similar, but it has its own different style and flair compared to the Jeff Cavins one. But that, too, is quite good, and I have a feeling if you got one or the other, you and your daughter would both be happy.
Thank you, Patrick. I will look into these.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you're most
you
welcome.
Take care.
Well, thank you. You too. And maybe get her to start listening to the Patrick Madrid Show. And who knows? Who knows what could happen? Thank you, Gigi. I appreciate it very much. Cyrus, I have a serious question for you.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go.
Okay. Have you ever owned a $500 million yacht?
Only $500 million? Nope, I have not.
I think we're rounding it off. I don't know if it's $500 million and 55 cents.
A $50 boat? Then yes.
That's way up, isn't it? So Jeff Bezos, you've heard of him, right? Amazon, you've heard of Amazon.
A megalomaniac? Is that how it's I mean billionaire. the multi-billionaire. That's what I meant.
He's a multi-billionaire, yeah. So you've landed on the right guy, Jeff Bezos. And he has a super yacht and there's a bridge. Of course he does. $500 million. I don't begrudge him the $500 million super yacht. Although if I had a chance to give him my elevator speech, I would ask him if he could just give some of his, what is he up to now? He's into the hundreds of billions now, 200 billion, maybe something like that, maybe more. Could you just spare like $1 billion for Relevant Radio? That would be my question. That'd be my pitch. Just $1 billion and we could put up another million radio towers all over the country.
I like where you're going with that.
Do you think he'd go for it?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? He'd never miss it. If you had $200 in your pocket, and I said, could I have one of those dollars, please? And you said, okay, sure. You peel off a dollar bill, you give it to me. I'm happy. You don't even notice it.
Nope.
It doesn't even put a dent.
That's right.
No. So, Jeff, if you're listening, 877-291-0123, please call during my show time. Don't wait until Drew's on the air.
Don't wait till Drew.
To make your 50 or your billion-dollar donation. That would set a record on the Patrick Madrid show if we got a billion-dollar donation during Pledge Drive. So anyway, back to the situation. So he's got a $500 million yacht, and he wants to sail his super yacht through a waterway in the city of Rotterdam, and it needs to go under a 140-year-old bridge, and he's got the money to make this happen. And so because the super yacht is so tall and the bridge is not high enough to be able to accommodate this vessel cruising beneath it, he's going to have the bridge dismantled, you know, piece by piece, I guess, for however long it takes to have the vessel sail through there. Rotterdam residents took to Facebook to, this is in Holland, obviously, took to Facebook to express their anger over talk that part of the Koningshaven Bridge, which locals refer to as De Hef, will be temporarily removed so that the 417-foot-high Y721 and its three large masts can pass its 130-foot clearance. That is a tall yacht.
So the next time someone asks me, so how much money is too much money? My answer will be, when you can afford to take down and reconstruct a bridge so your super yacht can sail through,
yes,
sail down the river. That's when you have too much
money. That's why Jeff Bezos needs to lighten his load and give Relevant Radio $1 billion, because then he won't have too much money. I think that's a good way to look at it.
You'll get no argument from me.
So here's the funny part. The residents who are up in arms about this have vowed that they are going to pelt the yacht with eggs as it passes through where the bridge once was. So they're lining up with their eggs. I wonder if they're organic eggs, but they're going to have an egg tossing festival when that boat goes by. I don't know. I don't have those problems in my world. This is the Patrick Madrid Show. We'll be right back.
No, you don't have those problems, do you, Patrick? Mary Graham joining you here today as we make our need. Gosh, what we could do with that kind of money, the souls we could reach, the souls that could be saved. What a blessing it could be. But you know what? We'll take whatever God sends our way, because we know he knows exactly what we need and when we need it. And I can tell you right now that right now we do need about another 140 people who will reach out and respond. Make that gift during this hour. We are halfway through the hour, Patrick, and we've only had 10 calls come in, 10 people who reached out and said, you know, I'm going to help support this local programming. Yes. Yes. We need your help. You know, do something simple. Maybe you can do the dollar a day. The dollar a day is always a very, very popular
giving level. If you do that, you get the San Damiano crucifix. My tongue's tied this morning. It is a beautiful painted image, and it fix it for me, Patrick.
Yeah, San Damiano. I know why that you might trip over that.
Thank you.
San Damiano, the crucifix in Assisi, that where Jesus on the crucifix came alive, so to speak, and spoke to Saint Francis as he was there in that church praying. That crucifix miraculously, Jesus became present and spoke to him. Isn't that amazing?
It is absolutely beautiful. It's a gorgeous one. You know, it's kind of, I think this is the same one that we have hanging in the entrance at the cathedral in Orlando. I'm pretty sure it's the same one. And it is very, very beautiful. There's a phone call and there's another thank you. Let's keep it going. $1 a day, you'll get that beautiful gift. And if you make your gift online, either online or with the app from your smartphone or your tablet, in addition to the crucifix, instantly in your inbox, you'll receive the new talk, The Joy of Confession by Father Kubicki. This is going to help kickstart our Lent, which is just around the corner. Before we know it, it's going to be Lent and Easter. And we're going to make this the best season ever for Lent with this great little talk. It's yours when you make a gift of $1 a day, that and the crucifix, at relevantradio.com or by using the smartphone, tablet, or app on either of those two items. Or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. But remember, to get the exclusive download, you have to use either the website or the app on your smartphone or tablet. So make that gift now. Thank you for that call. There's another one. Let's keep it going. We need to see another 135 people in the next 30 minutes. To Relevant Radio, we need $3 million by the end of this week. It's only going to happen one gift at a time, and that gift needs to be coming from you, one person at a time. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Welcome back. This is the Patrick Madrid Show. It is a regular old program, even though we're in pledge drive this week. You can still get on the air with your comment or question. So give me a call. I'm here for you. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. We're going to talk to Jim now in Chicago. Good morning, Jim.
Yes, good morning, Patrick. My question is, I have a neurological disorder, okay, and I'm on several different medications from a neurologist and a psychiatrist at the Veterans Hospital in Chicago, and I was having a bad reaction to the medications I was taking, and I went off of them. But after I went off of them, I found that I had to keep chewing gum. It's like the motion of my jaw, it causes my muscles to work properly. But anyway, okay. I had to keep chewing gum. And I went to confession on Saturday, like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then I went to my home parish. I went to confession in a different parish, but I went to church on Sunday in my home parish, and I had to keep chewing the gum, even though I did not want to.
Are you talking about communion and the fast before communion?
Yeah. So then I took the gum out of my mouth only long enough for me to go up and receive communion, and then I received communion, and then when I got back after the communion dissolved in my mouth, I had to continue chewing gum. And it's a neurological thing. And I'm concerned, is this considered a sin, a mortal sin to eat?
No.
Is chewing gum considered eating before receiving communion?
Well, under normal circumstances, it is. So the 1 hour fast before receiving communion. And for the sake of those who might wonder about this, it's not a 1 hour fast before Mass starts. It's a 1 hour a 1 hour fast before you receive Holy Communion. So it's the bare minimum. It used to be from midnight on, you would have to fast before, you know, of any food or liquids, I mean, short of water, before receiving Holy Communion. That's one reason why people would go to such early masses back in the day. But in any case, in your case, Jim, no, because you have a medical reason for this. So it would be in the same category as if you had to take certain medicines orally. You had to chew a tablet or drink some sort of medicine. And if it were necessary medically to do that before you received Holy Communion, if there was no way to avoid it, the church understands, and there certainly would not be any sin involved. So in your case, because you have this disorder with the muscles and it could get painful or problems could take place, you haven't really mentioned what they are, but I don't need to know. The fact is, if this is a medical situation that prevents you from fasting for an hour before receiving Holy Communion, no, you're not committing a sin.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, one final thing, if I may, and that is I would like to praise you, because if your conscience was telling you, there may be something wrong here, you followed your conscience and you brought it up in confession, and hopefully you found out that it was not a sin given the circumstances. That's a good thing. A lot of people, they don't follow their conscience, or they hear the voice of their conscience and they don't act upon it. So I just want to give you that word of encouragement, Jim. Thank you. And everybody, I'm not speaking for myself here. I'm not saying that just because I say so, and that certainly wouldn't carry any weight in any case. What I think on this issue wouldn't matter one way or the other. But the church has these disciplines in place so that you and I can become saints, so that you and I can learn to, as Jesus says, if you wish to be my follower, deny yourself. Well, what do you mean, Lord? What do you mean deny myself? Well, you know, naturally you have an appetite for food. And most people in our culture anyway, we eat at the drop of a hat. We drink coffee, juice, tea, liquids, whatever, at the drop of a hat. It's not as though we're living in a time or a place where your meal is a very special thing that you may or may not get that day. So we live in a surfeit of abundance. And so it's even more, I think, of a help to us to have to go without here and there to say, no, I'm going to deny myself drinking a cup of coffee on my way to Mass, or I'm going to deny myself chewing gum. Jim had asked, by the way, and I neglected to answer his question, does gum count as food? And with regard to the Eucharistic fast, it does. So coffee, chewing gum, eating a breath mint, anything like that that you might consume before receiving Holy Communion, an hour before is the amount of time, that would break the fast. Now, here again, if you are a diabetic or you have some other issue, physically speaking, and the doctor says you have to eat this or drink this every hour, you can't avoid that, so you're exempt from this discipline. But if it's something, if it's not something like that, then it's obligatory. Sometimes, and this is one of those odd questions, I might as well pop it in there for good measure. Sometimes people have asked, what if, you know, I had my breakfast burrito 2 hours earlier and I'm in Mass and it's 10 minutes before receiving communion, and not to gross anyone out, but what if, like, you know, a piece of egg pops out from between my teeth and I swallow it? What if a piece of potato got stuck between my teeth and I swallow it? Well, that wouldn't count against the fast for this reason, because you're not consuming it. You're not eating something new. It's already in you. It just so happens that it got stuck between your teeth. So that would not qualify. I know it sounds like nitpicky when you get down to those levels, but sometimes people will have scruples over that and they'll fear that, you know, a bacon bit just popped out of my teeth and I swallowed it, therefore I can't go to communion. No.
What about tacos?
No. Being today Taco Tuesday, is that the nature of your question?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what the food is.
I didn't think so.
But I like what you did there. That's good. Take another bite. I want to hear that crunch.
Now, what would you say to people? That was a great question, Jim. I'm glad that was good. I had no idea what your answer was going to be. And I always like those kind of questions. Like, oh, this is new. I wonder what Patrick's going to say. What do you say to people who are like, oh, the Catholic Church, it's just all these rules. There's so many rules.
And there are rules, that's for sure. I actually wrote about this. Let me see if I have this handy. Just give me one second. I think you might find it interesting. It's somebody who had asked this question about why are all these rules. So here is the question, or is it really more of a challenge? Christianity is really about relationships, not rules, not legalism and obedience. Christ's message is one of love and relationships. Why are Catholics so hung up on rules and regulations? Would that be a fair rendition of the question you're asking?
That's exactly where I was going. I didn't know that you had written anything up.
I did. I mean, indulge me, and I'll share it with you. It'd be easier for me to just read it. This is from a book that I wrote called Answer Me This, and that's one of the challenges in the book. It's not that Catholics are hung up on rules and regulations for their own sake, but rather we recognize that Jesus Christ himself wants us to obey certain rules and regulations, namely those he and his apostles set forth. This should be true for all Christians. You're right. Christianity really is about relationships, in particular, our relationship with Almighty God and with all the members of the body of Christ. And like any human relationship one has with a wife, a husband, parents, siblings, children, co-workers, or friends, how we follow the rules of those relationships matter a great deal with regard to how happy or unhappy those relationships will be. So if you're a parent, you expect your children to obey your rules. So the rules you've laid down for your household. Sure, you have a close, loving relationship with your 8-year-old son, but you also expect him to clean up his room and eat dinner with the family, take out the trash, and do his homework, right? There are certain things you tell him he must do, and other things such as don't play with matches, don't tease your sister, and don't lie, that are things he must not do. These, of course, are rules. And you impose those rules on your children not because you're hung up on rules, but because you know those rules are good for them. And if they're followed, they'll contribute to a happy and harmonious home. In other words, the more you live by the rules, the better your relationships are. And if this is true of a human family, it's even truer of God's family, the church. God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses about 3,200 years ago. All of those thou shalt and thou shalt nots were the first major set of rules handed down by God. And I'm sure you'd agree that we must obey them just as we want everyone else around us to obey them. After all, you wouldn't want to be murdered or lied about or see someone lust after your wife or have your next-door neighbor covet or even steal your possessions, would you? Of course not. Those rules are worth living by. Otherwise, we would have unendurable societal chaos and misery, not to mention the fact that we would be sinning against God by breaking the commandments, a path that leads inexorably to eternal misery. Now, there are other comments that I give on that issue, but that, I think, is the answer. It's not about rules for the sake of rules, but because just like having lane stripes on the freeway, could you imagine Cyrus tootling down the boulevard, tootling down the freeway at 70 miles an hour if there were no lane stripes and just everybody was just driving wherever they wanted on that roadway? It would be pandemonium.
Chaos.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Imagine if there were no red lights or no stop signs or no speed limits or, you know, it was just get out there and get where you're going if you can make it, because everybody else, it would be chaos and death and injury. So we have rules to make things easier and to make things not dangerous. So that's how I would approach that topic. Taco Tuesday music. Very appropriate here on the Patrick Madrid Show. Muchas enchiladas, everybody. I'll be right back with more. When we're done, take a listen to this miracle moment. Somebody who's listening to Relevant Radio has changed that person's life.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I recently got out of federal prison after 8.5 years. So I do want to thank your station. We found there was about 8 or 10 Catholics in my unit. We used to listen to you during the lockdown. We were locked down from April 1st of 2020 to almost July of 22. You guys were our lifesavers. We had no Catholic mass, no communion, no confession. And all we had was your radio station, your show, and the other ones, and Father Simon, and you really, and the rosary at night. One guy just started listening to it just before I left, and he's getting ready to go through our CIA.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Rules, rules, rules. Yes, they are everywhere in our world right now. And one of those rules is you have to have money to pay the bills. And that's what we're doing this week here at Relevant Radio. We come to you four times a year and let you know what our need is. And our need for this next quarter is $3 million. That's what it takes to keep the lights on here as we run coast to coast with Relevant Radio. The best programming you're going to hear from coast to coast is right here on your local station. And you want to ensure that your local station stays on the air. It's been a slow hour. We need 150 people this hour who will reach out and help support your station here locally. And so far we've had 110, so a little bit behind. Only 15 minutes left in this hour. We need 110 people who will say yes, I will help. Perhaps you gave yesterday, but you want to give just a little bit more to get in that headcount for this hour. We could certainly use your help. A $5, $10, $20 gift is always greatly appreciated. And the good news is this is a partnership challenge hour. So that gift will be matched dollar for dollar. But let's take that a step further. That means if you're waiting for that special opportunity to make a gift of $5, $10, $20,000, it's the perfect time to do it. We need your help and it will be matched dollar for dollar.
100%.
Cyrus loves that hotkey, Mary. You're going to hear that a lot this week when we have our matching pledge days. And thank you for that, Cyrus. Yes, today, as Mary said, a matching dollar for dollar amount. We do need, what was that number again, Mary? Is it 200 people that we need to make their pledge this hour? Is that correct?
We need 150 people who will either visit our website, relevantradio.com, use that app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123.
Yeah, if you call now, you probably won't get a busy signal. But if you want to just bypass the phones altogether, you can go to relevantradio.com. You'll see the thermometer with our progress inching its way upward. Also, when you click to donate, you'll see the different gifts that we have to say thank you for your different giving levels. And the one for a dollar a day, the $365 giving level, is that San Damiano crucifix. It's 8 inches tall. It's a photograph, basically, on wood of the crucifix that was in the chapel in Assisi when St. Francis was praying. And he received the call to rebuild the church from the Lord in a miraculous way through this crucifix. And you'll have an image of that in your home when you make your pledge a dollar a day or more by calling 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. But whichever way you do it, please do it now. We're just about done with this hour and we need your help. Right, Mary?
That's right. Call 877-291-0123 and give from the heart.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Patrick Madrid Show, and you are welcome to participate by phone. If you call me, I'll get you on the air with your comment or question. My number is 888-914-9149. Let's go to Ana Luisa in Phoenix. Good morning, Ana Luisa.
Good morning, Patrick. Happy Taco Tuesday.
So happy Taco Tuesday to you.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a quick question, and I know this is not relevant to how the masses went virtual or through radio for COVID. It's just like kind of like a general practice. I have found myself sometimes listening, you know, to Relevant Radio, you know, while I'm working, cooking, or you know, doing my things. Mm-hmm. And then when mass comes into the air, if I just feel like if I cannot stop to listen to mass, I turn it off. Mm-hmm. But I've seen other people that, you know, they keep going with their things to do, you know, gardening or working or whatever it is. And I don't want to be very exaggerated, but I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of like irreverent. But I want to know what is your take on it? Kind of like a guideline, you know, to it. And,
yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's better to listen to it, and even though you're not like I guess, fully participating. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Multitasking is something that we all do. I mean, just in this era with iPhones and Android phones, and we wind up multitasking all the time. It's a hard habit to get out of. But I think your question really is, your desire is to give your attention to the Lord wholeheartedly, right? That's what you want to do, right? When you're at Mass, you want to,
yes,
or if you're listening to the Mass.
Okay. Yeah, especially in consecration, so, you know, it's like...
Yeah, so if you're working in the kitchen, let's say, you're preparing a meal or whatever it may be, and Mass is on in the background, let's first say, you're not committing a sin if you continue to chop the salad while Mass is going on, because you're not at Mass. Keep that in mind. You're not present at Mass. You are, in a virtual sort of way, present because you're listening to the Mass, you're focusing on the Mass, and that's all good. There's nothing, you know, nothing but good things to say about that. But it's different from if you were at Mass, let's say doing a crossword puzzle during Mass. That would be wrong, obviously, because you are intentionally distracted from what you're there to be doing. You're there to participate in Mass. So if you're at home, you're vacuuming or whatever it is you do at home, maybe you're a lawyer and you work from home or what have you. The fact is, if you're unable to focus your mind completely on the Mass because of the duties that you're undertaking, you're not committing a sin. You're not doing anything wrong. In fact, you're enhancing, I would argue, your day-to-day work. You're growing in holiness through your day-to-day work if you suffuse it with prayer, listening to the Mass, all of these ways that you could do that. So in that scenario, I would say no, there's no sin involved. If you wanted to pause what you were doing and just close your eyes and focus intently and prayerfully when the consecration came up, that would be very laudable. I think that would be a beautiful thing to do. But if it happened that you were trying to make dinner quickly because people were coming over and the Mass was on in the background and you're trying to pay attention to that, but you can't stop what you're doing, no, you're not committing a sin by doing that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Are you having tacos for lunch today, Ana Luisa?
Yeah, we are having tacos every Tuesday. It's Mexican, you know, food or Taco Tuesday or something. So today we're going to have tamales.
Nice.
Homemade tamales. Homemade tamales.
When we're done, don't hang up, and I'm going to have somebody get on with you and get your street address so I can show up. I'm just kidding. I'll do a drive-by.
Anytime.
I'll honk the horn out front.
With you.
I will. One of these days, we'll just show up unannounced. Well, thank you, Ana Luisa. Thank you. Muchas enchiladas. Welcome. Welcome to Taco Tuesday is all I can say. Cyrus, is it just me or do you get hungry on Taco Tuesdays when we do the show?
Every time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm always a little bit disappointed if I go home and it's not tacos or burritos or tacos. I'll take either one of those. Enchiladas.
Yeah, they're kissing cousins. They're kissing cousins.
That's right.
Enchiladas are good. Now, does Melanie delve into the Mexican food side of the menu much?
She is a phenomenal cook. I'm very, very lucky.
Yes. Smart man. Smart man. You have learned well.
I've learned by watching you.
Oh, my. See this scar over here? We're going to come back with more of the Patrick Madrid Show. This is Pledge Drive, so Mary Graham and I are going to be walking you through our need and what we need to get to the goal, and we're going to do that right now. Welcome back, Mary.
If you guys would learn how to work this a little better, you would never have to buy a meal again.
That's right.
Everybody would be, come to my house for dinner.
Yeah,
but right now, I love that idea. Yeah, right now we need everybody to come to our house for dinner. We need 150 people this hour. We've made a dent. We're down to only needing 70 people. I can't see looking at the phone bank that there's three people that tried to call through and they didn't make it. So if you're having a hard time on those phones getting through, remember there is never any waiting. You will never hit a busy signal. If you stop by the website, relevantradio.com, or open up that app on your smartphone or tablet, you can also go directly to relevantradio.com from your smartphone as well, because like my apps are full, so I had to, you know, delete some. So if you're in that situation and you don't have it on your phone, or some people just don't have phones that can get apps, you can visit the website, relevantradio.com. We need $3 million here before the end of the week. We've got a ways to go. Sitting under 20% so far is what we've raised so far in the first day. So we need to get this whole thing wrapped up before the end of the week. But we can do it with your help. And when you give your gift online at relevantradio.com or use that app on your smartphone or your tablet, you will also receive the bonus download that we have for this go-around. It's called The Joy of Confession. Could you imagine that? If you don't enjoy confessions at this point, could you imagine enjoying them? Coming out of confession, feeling really fulfilled, so fulfilled that you can't wait to go back again? Well, you're going to get that from Father James Kubicki with this brand new MP3.
Yeah, he is a veteran priest. You hear him on Relevant Radio every day. He's got little spots inspirational messages and things. So he's very good at what he does. And he's heard, who knows, countless thousands of hours of confessions in his ministry. So he knows what he's talking about. And it's something that will help you draw closer to Jesus Christ. Because after all, if you're weighed down by sin and you're not really sure how to start living your life in a way that's glorifying God, confession is the very first step. And as Mary, as you said, people, especially those who go in heavily burdened, and they come out knowing that their sins are forgiven, it is truly a feeling of elation and liberation. And we want you to have that talk, and you can have that talk when you make your pledge safe and secure online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. Unfortunately, it's not available if you pledge by calling, but if you go online and use the Relevant Radio app, we'll send it to you immediately. So you can be listening to it as soon as this program is over.
The other nice thing, too, about giving online or with the app is you can see the beautiful gifts we have available during this pledge drive. $1 a day, we have this gorgeous crucifix for you coming your way. And it's kind of neat that St. Francis did this in a time when we were needing a little bit of revival within the church. We definitely can see that where we're in a situation where we need to have a big change of heart within our church. Because as the church goes, so goes the world. So it's up to us folks to make that change and be that change. And Relevant Radio is also one of those things that helps to make that change in your local community. Keep this programming on the air. We're in the final 3 minutes. We still need 40 people who will reach out at relevantradio.com. Use that app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. I see a couple of open phone lines, so you certainly can get through at this point in time. But if you do hit a busy signal, remember, never any waiting, safe and secure at relevantradio.com or by using your app.
And the app should already be on your phone, but if it's not, you can easily download it in seconds. Just go to your app store, go to Google Play and type in Relevant Radio. Mary, I was in an Uber the other day, and I'm talking to the Uber drivers, I always do, and I mention the show, and, oh, how do I get the show? And I tell him about the app. And before I was dropped off, he had the app on his phone. And he may
Perfect.
Be listening right now. Shout out, yeah. So anybody, anywhere can put the app on your phone or tablet, but the neat thing is you can also make your pledge there. So if you haven't done so yet, just tap it, and you'll see where it says Donate Now. It's quick, it's easy, your name will be spelled correctly, and you will have the satisfaction of knowing that you're participating in this great effort known as Relevant Radio to help bring people to heaven. But please do it now. We need you right now because time is running out.
Thank you so much to Mark in Sussex for your $30 gift. We have Pamela in Denver making a $125 gift. And Ted, thank you so much for your generous gift of $2,000. We appreciate that. Let's keep these gifts coming in. We still need another 15, it looks like, here in the last minute of the hour. We can do it at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or calling 877-291-0123.
You can do it!